WRAF HD1 Detroit.
Now.
They cannot take our pride.
Welcome to the award-winning Night Call, the Riff's phone-in talk show on 101 WRIF Detroit. Our number, 313-298-WRIF. Now, here's the host of Night Call, Peter Werby.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome everybody. Jillian Jordan, welcome to you.
Thank you, Peter.
It's another Sunday night in the Motor City, broadcasting all across the country, all across the world, on WRIF.com on our stream. And I like this when we start to get mail, not only from around the country, email that is, of course, at calltalkyes@yahoo.com, but also from around the world. Remember, I'm forgetting, wasn't Adam or Aaron or from Austria?
Oh, I remember the Austria. Sure.
So I'm sorry, my friend, if I'm forgetting your name. I don't have it in front of me. Here, this is from Lonnie, and he is calling from, rather, writing from Tokyo. He tried to call. Said he tried to call, but, you know, we give our phone numbers here because this is a phone-in talk show at 313-298-WRIF. But wait a minute, before you give it, he said, it must be different on my Asian phone. I'm making someone else angry. So he's calling in. Yeah, but, Lonnie, it is 313-298-9743.
Right.
And that's, of course, an invitation to all the rest of you as well to comment on what is going on in our world. Ooh. But let's see. He says, I usually listen to podcasts to fit my schedule. Again, you can go to WRIF.com or my website, Peter Werby, W-E-R-B-E.com. And tonight's show will be up there by noon on Tuesday. He says, God, it's sad to listen to such call-in idiots. Well, he's all the way from Tokyo. He's not being very nice to our listeners.
But he's heard a few choice ones.
He says, Americans are undoubtedly the least informed of the world's citizens. You know, dear friends, I'm sorry to say it actually is true. And people who think they really know a lot because they saw a headline or something like that, or it's common knowledge.
I watch CNN all the time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I'm just saying that's what people, they think that that is enough.
Yeah.
Understand it all.
He says, happily living in Tokyo with health care and no wars.
Hey.
P.S. Hi, Jillian.
Hello.
Speaking of no wars and peace, I'm going to be hosting an event Saturday, September 26th. It's going to be 8 p.m. at the Majestic Theater, which is the last place that Harry Houdini played.
Yes.
Yeah, until he got socked in the spleen and died from that. But he's not going to be there unless we can maybe conjure up his ghost or anything. It's actually it's an anniversary celebration for Peace Action of Michigan. And it's going to be, what are they doing? Here. I don't know. I'm going to be...
Music, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Backbeats. It's Michigan's premier Beatles tribute band.
I know those guys. They're really good.
Yeah. Can we get Doug Podell out there?
He loves that band.
And he loves the Beatles.
Yes, he does. More than anyone I know.
Yeah. I'm going to find out more information. Like, what do you... Because it's a, yeah, it's a fundraising thing. So it's a little pricey. It's $30 for general seating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get
to
see a great band.
Well, if you have the extra cash and you're way down with peace, man.
Yeah.
Well,
one of the things we ought to find out, though, do you get anything? Maybe not. Sometimes it's just a show.
Yeah, right. Well, think of the cost of a concert ticket,
sure.
You know, things like that. This is actually for a really good cause.
It is. And actually, the peace and anti-war movement, I don't know if there is a different, people just call it different things at different times, starting to crank up again because of Obama's Afghanistan war. Over 50% of the people think it's a mistake.
Oh, yeah. I would march on Washington tomorrow. About this noise over in Afghanistan.
Let's go.
Yeah, for
Let's
real.
Go. All right, tonight here on Night Call, Peter Werby and Jillian Jordan, we are going to talk about health care. And also drugs, the war on drugs, as most of you know, drugs have won. And religion, all these
drugs
things.
Drugs have won. That's good.
Yeah. Well,
it's true.
Haven't I said that before ever on the air? No?
I don't know, but usually you do the one, War on Drugs.
War on Drugs.
I can't even drive on drugs.
Right. Well, at 1 a.m., I'm going to be interviewing, let me see. Whoa, yeah, let me get my little musketeer out here. And if I go to my website, peterwerby.com, I'm going to be interviewing Mason Tavert, who's written a book called Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? And it occurred to me, people, I mean, I almost got a little worried, you know, because people have such prejudice against the herb, you know?
Yeah.
And yet, when you listen tonight, if you can stay up that later, get the podcast at WRIF.com or my website on Tuesday. Mason Tavert gives such an incredible defense of and attack on this insane war on drugs. But anyways, that's for later.
Okay.
But here, this is good. An Iraqi journalist imprisoned for hurling his shoes at former President George W. Bush will be released next month after his sentence was reduced for good behavior. Muntadhar al-Zaidi's act of protest during Bush's last visit to Iraq. Remember, that was going to be the victory lap. And old al-Zaidi just gave old Bush what he deserved. It turned the 30-year-old reporter into a folk hero across the Arab world as his case became a rallying point for critics who resented the 2000 U.S. invasion and occupation of Iraq. Hey, the Arab world, I got to tell you, folks who are writing this, Kim Gamble of the Associated Press.
Kim needs to get a clue.
Yeah, al-Zaidi was a hero to millions and tens of millions of people in the West and including this country.
Yes.
He had a particular kind of shoe.
Yeah, it was a real lightweight shoe. I think it was like made in Turkey, from what I understand. And that thing can sail through the air.
But it couldn't hurt you.
No, but it provided us with hours of entertainment watching that over again.
Over and over again.
This writer for, let's see, what is this, Associated Press, also said, this bizarre act of defiance. Well, you know what, to me, that's just plain ignorance. Because if you know anything about the culture, showing the bottom of your shoes, basically, or throwing your shoes is the ultimate act of defiance.
And he was popular in Iraq itself, because you'd think, well, you know, people ought to be grateful, right, that Saddam Hussein was toppled. Well, most people were. But thousands demonstrated at al-Zaidi's release and hailed his gesture. A sofa-sized sculpture of a shoe was erected in his honor in Tikrit, but the Iraqi government later ordered it removed.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Sofa-sized. All right.
One of my favorite stories.
If you're dialing 313-298-WRIF, Roger will grab the phone sooner or later.
Roger!
Okay. Just a little bit about health care, but you're welcome to talk about it as absolutely as much as you'd like. I don't get this whole deal. I mean, part of it, of course, at some levels is just pure hysteria that whipped up by the usual suspects that deal in that kind of political hysteria and people that just have an extraordinary high amount of rage and fear and what have you, and centered almost exclusively in the far right wing. But I don't understand some of the concerns I have as well. I mean, how are we going to pay for this? How are we going to have all these wars, $1 trillion yearly war budget, and still pay for this, even though President Obama says it's going to be budget neutral. In other words, it's not going to cost anything. There'll be lots of savings. He's going to tax the ultra wealthy, which I'm all for. But people, you know, a lot of people, when they poll people, great numbers of American people, I don't have the poll in front of me, maybe even a majority of people in America say they'd be willing to have higher taxes in order to pay for good health care for all of us. I'm not at all willing to pay higher taxes, because who should be paying the taxes are the people that can afford it. And the middle class can't, and certainly the working class, and certainly the poor can't. Poor probably don't pay taxes. But anyway, Every other industrialized country in the world has some sort of health plan or other. How come we can't get one that that works?
Right. Right.
Everyone has a beef with their health care system. There's certainly millions and millions, tens of millions of complaints about this one. Why people figure it would be worse, given experiences with Medicare. Essentially, it would be, well, this is not what Obama's planning, but if we had Medicare for all, there would still be problems, and still people would have to go through a bureaucracy and all that. But in the main, it provides health care to most people. If you're up in the upper class, particularly, but even if you're in a lot of reaches of the middle class, you do have superior health care. You are involved in a superior health care system. Overall, the health care system, as we were talking about last week, as rated by the World Health Organization, the United States isn't even in the top 10. It's not even in the top 20. It's not even in the top 30. This is the health care system. It's number 37. So that means that a lot of people are really getting hurt by it.
Yeah, the priorities are all out of whack here.
Yeah. So there's, and people are concerned, this is the big word that the righties are using now, that it's going to be rationed. Well, it's rationed now, and it's rationed by class. And a lot of people are saying, hey, and you know, you can almost feel it. I mean, like, wow, I mean, I've got mine, and, you know, I know other people don't, but I'm too afraid that we're all going to wind up with nothing, or with diminished, I'm going to wind up with diminished service. But that could be dealt with. Part of the thing is we got to free up the wealth that this country has and not have it all just go to the ultra wealthy or down the rat hole of a war budget. But here, I just noticed where this is where this is dateline. Montezuma, Georgia. Until Thursday evening, nothing in Bob Collier's 62 years had stirred him in the slightest desire to take a stand about anything in public. But on Thursday, last Thursday, Mr. Collier drove more than an hour down Route 19 to attend a health care forum in Albany, Georgia, being held by his congressman, Representative Sanford D. Bishop Jr., a Democrat serving his ninth term. So what is this going to be? You know, this Mr. Bishop here is going to be screaming at the congressman? No, not at all. He told Mr. Bishop, he told the congressman, that his wife of 36 years had survived breast cancer through early detection and treatment, and that he feared that her care would be rationed if the disease returned. Rationed. I mean, this.
Why do you say ration?
As opposed to rationed?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just.
Okay. I got her mic off, folks.
Okay, rationed.
Yeah, so he said she'd be on a waiting list. Where do you get this? Mr. Collier warned, and Collier now is, Collier is the citizen. But he says, this is about the future of our country as we know it, and it may mean the end of our country as we know it. Now, where did he get an idea like that? This is an article in the New York Times, by the way.
Fox News?
The Colliers are committed conservatives who have voted Republican in presidential elections since 1980. They receive much of their information from Fox News, Rush Limbaugh's radio program, and Matt Drudge's website. But they said their direct experience with the health care system had persuaded them of the need for change. So they do have some sense that, he has some compassion. He feels badly, Mr. Collier does, that everybody doesn't have health care.
But that's as far as it goes.
Well, when his wife's breast cancer was diagnosed 3 years ago, Mr. Collier's employer provided insurance, paid for her office visits, a biopsy, and three surgeries. But the insurer covered only a small fraction of her radiation treatments, which is considered experimental, leaving the Colliers with a $63,000 bill.
Wow.
So you would think, why wouldn't this guy be in the forefront of wanting a government program that would pay for everything?
Guaranteed health care, right.
Well, yeah. To their great relief, the charge was later written off by Emory Healthcare, whose doctors had recommended the regimen. So he lucked out. I mean, he could have gone bankrupt. Mr. Collier's employer, Buccaneer Incorporated, I just saw that too, wow, which is based in Atlanta, pays 100% of his health premiums, but requires a $509 a month copay to cover his wife.
Wow.
So that is, that's $6,000 a year that he has to pay. The cost has been escalating by at least 15% a year, and the couple's deductibles have quadrupled. Well, Mr. Collier, it's going to be more. unless, I mean, the Obama bill is so weak as it is. Not that it's too strong. It's way, way, way too weak. And without a public option that forces these rapacious buccaneers, to use his employer's company's name, these healthcare buccaneers don't have some competition from the government, because essentially what they have now is a monopoly. Why would they charge lower fees? They're going to just keep charging us more and more. They're even willing. They realize that they're going to make so much money if this public option isn't in there, that they're willing to guarantee that they'll insure everybody, even with pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, hey, why not?
What the hell?
We'll be rolling in it.
It'll cost us a few hundred million, but we're going to make billions.
Profit.
We don't care.
Yeah, please get sick.
Furthermore, Mr. Collier, this is the citizen, recognized that were he to lose his job he's held for 39 years, his wife's pre-existing condition might well make her uninsurable. So, concerns should be there.
Fox News. And, you know, this someone I kind of grew up with, I saw something that she had posted on the dear old Facebook, and she said, Fox News, the only reason you see the only reason that they're different is because they're the only place that, you know, gives you that information. And I'm thinking, are you really that brainwashed? Yes.
Here,
don't do it.
Here on my website, peterwerbe.com, that's W-E-R-B-E, someone had altered a billboard, so it says, Fox News, we deceive, you believe.
That's about it.
And if you click on it, it goes to, let me see, who are these people here? Newshounds, that's right. Or you can just go to newshound.us, yeah. newshounds.us, and they say, we watch Fox so you don't have to.
Oh, beautiful.
I like that one.
That's good.
Well, so, again, the opposition is made up of lots of different people. Part of it are these total right-wing freaks. And I was thinking, you know, people have been writing me, stop calling names. You know, everybody's calling names.
Yeah, we really get some flack. We've been getting
these right-wingers.
We're as bad as everybody.
But, you know, conservatives.
We're telling the truth, Peter.
But, you know, conservatives are saying this is fiscally irresponsible, this health plan. Okay, that needs to be looked at and addressed. That's a serious criticism and should be looked at. Conservatives say that health care will be rationed or rationed, however you look at it.
Thank you.
And that's something that should be looked at.
Yeah.
They say that the bureaucrats will be deciding whether or not you have access to care.
If grandma's going to pull the plug on grandma.
No, that's not conservatives. Just whether or not there's going to be too much of a bureaucracy in all of this. So those are conservatives. Those are concerns, actually, that I have. And I'm not a conservative.
Okay.
I don't want to conserve things as they are.
Sure.
I mean, think about that. The conservatives have absolutely no response. This Mr. Collier, who was the person who went to this
town hall meeting.
Yeah. I mean, he says there should be change. The Republicans, they're Dr. No. You know, they have absolutely nothing. I mean, essentially what they're all about is having Barack Obama fail so that he'll lose lots of seats in the 2010 election. That's their whole deal.
But they're also very happy about the wars, right?
Yeah. Right-wing freaks, though, are people that call Barack Obama Hitler and a communist, that he's not a citizen, that this is a
socialist.
A socialist. This is part of that this healthcare thing.
He wasn't born here.
Yeah. That his whole this whole healthcare thing is part of the North American Union, which would so these are crazos.
Fear-mongering is what it's about, and I think there's a healthy dose of paranoia in there.
Yeah, an unhealthy deal.
Unhealthy, true.
And some people saw this thing that the healthcare deal is part of this whole thing to take away our guns.
Yeah, I mean, once again, these two do not, one of these things is not like the other.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And someone said to me, I often answer this, they say, what do you say to somebody that says that? I say, well, goodbye. Hey, it's been nice talking to you.
Right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be that nice.
Right. Well, and here, this is from DailyHurricane.com. Latest Republican National Committee lie. Dems will cut off your health care if you register to vote. And what apparently the Republican National Committee is sending out a survey. And, whoa, this is little print. Here, this is in their survey. It has been suggested that the government could use voter registration to determine a person's political affiliation, prompting fears that Republican voters might be discriminated against for medical treatment in a Democrat-imposed health care rationing system. Does this possibly concern you? Yes, no, or undecided? I don't know.
Can you believe this?
So,
oh, boy.
That's called
a new low.
That's called push polling. In other words, it's not really about your answer, but it's essentially planting this fear in people.
Sure.
That, wait a minute, I'm going to vote Republican. I'm not going to get any health care. And there's a section of the population that is susceptible to the biggest bunch
lies.
Of nonsense.
You know what, Peter? They're just, I'm sorry, but they are just, I'm going to say it, stupid.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
What are we saying? Taking our guns away. Well, as I say, now, don't
You're
even
call. You're going to get everyone all riled
up again. I don't want to talk about guns. I'm going to say it anyway. What I was saying was, for us to own guns, and I include myself in that, we have to sit still for a massacre a week. And this just happened in Brunswick, Georgia. Eight people were slain in a dingy mobile home on a historic Georgia plantation. And now it's up to eight. Only one person survived the attack. So, I mean, that's the cost. You're advocating taking. I get all this email. You're advocating taking our guns away.
I wish people could see your face when you have that angry,
angry
take my gun away guy face.
All right, 313-298-WRIF. And by the way, if we can get our computer, is it working? Can you get calltalkyes@yahoo.com?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I don't know. It wasn't working before.
Yeah, working.
Let's see.
It's working.
Click. Yeah. Okay. We're there. Snake Eyes keeps sending me stuff. I don't know. I'm not going to open it, Snake Eyes. Tell me what it's about. Or does it? I'm not even opening the email yet. But let's see. What happened?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. No callers yet, so that means you get only to hear me.
There were, but I think they were impatient.
Yeah.
So we'll take your call. There we go. 313-298-WRIF.
Some more right-wing stuff. South Carolina Republican lawmakers are considering asking Governor Mark Sanford to resign. Remember, he's the guy that was said he was going hiking on the Appalachian Trail.
That he was hiking up some woman's skirt down in
Argentina.
married.
So the Republicans want him to resign. Why? I mean, apparently he may have misused a bit of state funds. Not even for that, but going to get a haircut and stuff like that. But, you know, that's what all these Republicans and some of the Democrats do anyways. They misuse public funds. I mean,
sure.
You would have to have probably half the governors in the United States. So hands off Mark Sanford.
Are you really defending this guy now?
Yeah. And why not, wait a minute here. Representative Harry F. Cato, the House Speaker pro tem, says, I don't hear anybody defending him.
Right.
I'm defending Mark Sanford. Hands off Mark Sanford.
He said, is there anybody in this room that feels the governor should not resign? And no one defended him. So you say...
No, I'm not in that room.
Leave him alone.
I don't go in the same room with Republicans.
Ever?
Unless I'm doing an air shift and I'm,
you're on the air
crossover after or before. Yeah. the reason that that this concerns me I couldn't care what happened to Mark Sanford, is that this is just such phony Puritanism, right? That
it really is.
Yeah. So how many of these Republicans are involved in some tawdry affair, going out on their wife, having sex, gay sex, what
interns.
Else?
Interns.
Everything like that. And at some level,
methamphetamine.
The drugs, they're doing a lot. Oxycontin. So, I mean, listen, that's private behavior, and I couldn't care less.
Have your sex, do your drugs.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. And, drugs, 1 a.m.
Drugs, we're doing drugs at 1 a.m.?
4:20. Isn't that?
Yeah, that's pretty good, Peter.
Yeah, right. Here's Laurie in Wyandotte. I want to talk about healthcare. Laurie, hi, it's Peter and Jolene. Thanks for calling 313-298-WRIF. You're on the air with us.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, yeah, I have a concern because I have ongoing health issues, and there were times when I was a single parent, and I have epilepsy, and I had gone through times where I was unemployed and did not have health care. So I would go and apply for Medicaid, just like, you know, every other American that didn't have a job.
Right.
And that would try to get help. And I was always denied because I was not between the ages of, I wasn't qualified. What did they say? I was between the ages of 19 and 60.
Yeah. Medicaid was based on income or lack of it.
Well, they would offer me Medicaid for my kids.
Yeah.
But because I was over 19 and under 60.
Yeah, you couldn't get it?
And working age, I could not qualify for health care.
So, Laurie, what does this all tell you? What would you advocate?
So I would advocate that the working class, I mean, here I am, still work. I would work. I would, even though I was on unemployment.
Yeah.
I would work part-time jobs because you are still allowed to work while you're on unemployment to a certain amount of hours.
So what do you think? Do you think we need something like I've been suggesting and Jolene suggests, like certain Medicare for all, everybody in, nobody out, and we wouldn't even be having these discussions, right?
Yes, because even it just seemed to me like I was the first person in my family to ever, you know, step through the doors of one of those offices, and the way I was treated, it was a shame.
Well, I know. Very frequently, those experiences, rather than having something as a matter of right, it does become a humiliating experience, and that's all got to end. Well, we'll see how it all plays out for you and others in that position, Laurie. Well, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Here is, here's Gary in Grosse Pointe Park. Hi, Gary. You're on the air with Peter and Jolene.
Hi. I have to say, I'm an anesthesiologist, and I specialize in pediatrics and neonatal.
Uh-huh.
And all too often, you know, the hospitals don't provide the necessary health care for people because of no insurance and things like that. And I think that double standard has to stop. And even though I'm a person who has, you know, unbelievable health care, I think it's the right of every American to have health care. I mean, I don't think it should be something that is just for those privileged few who can afford to make, you know, the payments, who have jobs that provide them with health care, or people like me that work for hospitals and have, you know, incredible health care plans. But I think all Americans deserve health care. It shouldn't just be reserved for the special few.
Well, hey, Gary, what do you think as a physician, if all of a sudden everybody was in, as I've been advocating, could the health care system actually provide the services to everyone getting health care? Like I probably have something similar to you, whereas I get the best health care there is. We'd probably need a lot more doctors, a lot more people that were, let me just put it to you like that.
Well, you know, I think we're going to see, if health care is made available to everybody through the government, like they have in Canada and Britain and other countries, there's going to be, what the big thing about the AMA is, that there's going to be a big drastic drop in what, you know, people like me earn a year. I think it's all too important to make sure that everyone gets health care. And however they do it, I think that all this Republican and ultra-conservative rhetoric about how it's going to bankrupt us I mean, we spend money on many other things that are useless.
Why would it have to be necessarily a drastic drop? Because, for instance, the private physicians who do Medicare work, there's a certain price set, and the government pays it. And so if somebody's doing, say, for the elderly, someone's doing six or eight cataract operations a year, or no, sorry, not a year, a week, they could be getting like, you know, maybe they want a lot more, but to say they're getting like $800 a shot. I mean, they could wind up even under a federal plan making lots of money.
Well, I make $1.5 million a year, but I work 18 hours a day. And
Wait a minute. Why don't you why don't you work 6 hours a day and make $500,000 a year? I'm only kidding.
Aren't enough anesthesiologists around to do the job.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's so much to do. And, you know, I didn't sign up for that kind of thing, but over the years, you know, it's just the kind of thing where, you know, as most doctors and anesthesiologists and surgeons, we just work incredible hours.
Well, wait a minute now, but that goes back, Gary, to what I was saying. If suddenly there's 45 million more people in the system that are going to be having procedures and what have you, you could, would that mean you're going to work 24 hours a day? We're going to have to train a lot more people, get a lot more people involved in the healthcare system. Let me tell you, this is, you know, in some ways, this is a little icky to even talk about. But my ears are really stopped up with earwax.
Oh, no.
Sorry. And tomorrow I am going to an ear, nose, and throat guy, a physician, and he's going to, you know, clean them out. And there's no reason I should be seeing a doctor. I love this guy. He's a great doctor, very well thought of in the Detroit area. But this is something that simply a med tech could do, right? We don't.
How about one of those little cone things?
You set your hair on fire.
You're right about that. I mean, you know, there are many technicians that could do what I do, like nurses. But that's not the way the healthcare system is set up.
No, wait a minute, Gary. I don't want a nurse doing your job. I want you doing it. Although, I don't want to be the guy that gets it in your 18th hour. I want to be there for your,
right,
like your third hour.
Hour one, two, three.
Hey, Gary,
I agree. I mean, I work too many hours. I'm greedy. But
do you have any fun?
Oh, I have lots of fun.
Okay, I'm just checking.
But to me, I just believe that it really is the right of every American to have health care.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's leave it at that. Move on. I appreciate your call. And thank you very much, Gary. Listen, if I could make $1.5 million working 18 hours a day, it's what I said. Wouldn't you work
six hours? 18 hours a day, you?
No.
Me?
So I would work 6 hours and make $500,000.
I would be, yeah.
That's more than we're making now.
Right, yes.
All right, Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan, hang on the phone. Brian and Tom and James and Jerry and Cody, we'll get to you. Even got an open line for you, 313-298-WRIF.
313-298-9743.
We're right back.
This is Night Call on 101 WRIF. Peter will be right back with more of your calls right after this. Every Tuesday, get double shots of the best riff rock.
The way you want it.
See, I told you there was a rational explanation.
Two for Tuesday on 101 WRIF. Everything that rocks.
This is Matt Demmer from Jack Demmer Lincoln Mercury. I'm here to tell you that now it's more important than ever to buy an American-made vehicle. We at Jack Demmer Lincoln Mercury are still in the business of leasing and want to help you. Whether you're looking for the hot new Lincoln MKS, the sleek Lincoln MKZ, or the hottest crossover vehicle, the Lincoln MKX, Jack Demmer Lincoln Mercury in Dearborn is your one-stop shop. At our dealership, we believe in honesty, reliability, and support for our customers just like you. We encourage you to check out our virtual showroom on our website, Demmer.com. You can check out our vehicle inventory, and you can bet that if we don't have the vehicle you're in the market for, we'll do our very best to get it for you. While you're online, we invite you to get a no-obligation internet price quote. Whether you come into our newly renovated dealership or visit us online, we at Jack Demmer Lincoln Mercury invite you to experience the Demmer difference today. We're located on Michigan Avenue just east of Oakwood in Dearborn. Give us a call today, 313-274-8800. That's 313-274-8800, or check us out on the web at Demmer.com.
asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th to September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostick for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I've finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Is your debt getting bigger? Are you falling behind on your bills and receiving collection calls? Well, it's not your fault. Millions of Americans are buried in credit card debt because of a job loss, divorce, medical bills, or just bad luck. But now there's a way you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. Call Credit Guard of America today for free information, and you'll learn how you can cut your monthly payments by up to half, lower or even eliminate your interest rates, and stop the collection calls once and for all. For free information, call 1-800-709-6136.
We owed $25,000 to the credit card companies. This year, we're going to be debt-free.
Credit Guard of America won't just help you get debt-free. We'll even show you how to improve your credit status.
They helped me pay off 10 credit cards and rebuild my credit rating.
Call us today to learn how you can cut your monthly payments by up to half and get debt-free. For free information, call 1-800-709-6136. That's 1-800-709-6136.
Did you know the tap water in your home may be hazardous? Not to your health, but to your appliances and your wallet. Your home's hard water creates pipe clogging lime scale, and that can shorten the life of your water heater, ruin your dishwasher, and break down your washing machine. Lime scale deposits block the heating element, which cost you up to 25% more. That's an extra $1,200 a year in energy and wear. But you can remove lime scale without chemicals, magnets, or salts. It's easy. With HydraCare, the patented device used worldwide. See for yourself at bestsoftwater.com. You simply clip HydraCare to your main water pipe. HydraCare removes and prevents lime scale buildup in your entire plumbing system, guaranteed. If your home has hard water, extend the life of your appliances and save money with HydraCare. Just go to bestsoftwater.com. Lower your energy costs. Visit bestsoftwater.com. That's bestsoftwater.com.
Do you owe taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? What will you do? Your tax problem will only get worse if you don't do something about it. If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-493-8157. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your tax debts for less than you owe. Remove penalties and interest, and get the tax collector off your case. As an honest, hard-working American, you do have rights. Don't let your tax problem get worse. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-493-8159. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-493-8159. That's 1-800-493-8159.
We're back with more Night Call on 101 WRIF Detroit. Here's Peter Werby.
All right, thank you very much. Angeline Jordan is with me, and she is going to be without me. on September 13th. Next week, Sunday, we will both be off. Then the week after, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. That's 2 weeks in a row I'm going to be off.
I know.
I have to take care of some personal biz. Not a health issue either. People always say that when they, you know. Right. I'm going to have my ears cleaned.
Oh, God. Do we have to go back to that?
No, we don't.
Yeah, I'm doing the show alone in 2 weeks. And, you know, I don't really like doing the show without you. But somehow, I always manage to have a pretty darn good time.
Yeah. You're a little... advice to the lovelorn?
Well, yeah, you know, people, I don't know what it is about me. I don't know.
People do it in person, though, too.
Oh, I know. They want advice from me. Are they nuts?
You've only had a few marriages.
A few? Okay, two.
Okay, all right. Anyway, Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan on Night Call, 313-298-WRIF.
313-298-9743.
So far, it's all about health care, although did want to talk about Afghanistan, did want to talk about drugs, did want to talk about religion. And I could just, you know, kind of talk about it, but I guess I want to give you folks a chance
yeah,
on the air as well.
Come on.
Here's Tom in Detroit. You're on WRIF. Thanks for joining us. Go ahead. Tom.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Tom.
Hi.
You're on the air.
I'm sorry. I'd like to disagree with your previous caller. I don't think health care is a right of every American. I think the Americans' rights are to have the opportunity and to have the ability to get it.
And then if you don't, you're just screwed?
Well, no. America was founded on striving to do better, to get more, to get what you need for your family.
Especially
founded.
Right now, how can you? The economy is.
Well, for one thing, the country wasn't founded on what you're saying. That's not political. That's social or economic. But the point being, how does every other industrialized country in the world have some sort of universal health care for all of its people? I don't know whether you want to call it a right. A right is enumerated politically in the Constitution, and there's nothing in the Constitution, what is it called? The equal something clause. I don't know why my brain isn't working on it. But, why does every other country in the world...
I was just going to throw that out there, Peter,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Why do you think
why
that,
should
Tom?
We be the only industrialized country in the world to not do this? Why?
Well, the way our country is set up. But that was a side point.
All right. Well, let me tell you one thing. That all of a sudden it came to my foggy brain. It's called equal protection. There's an equal protection clause in the Constitution that you could actually make the argument that everyone, in fact, does have a right. I don't know if anyone's ever argued this, but I don't know. You know, it's pretty easy to have a healthcare system. They have one in Canada, they have one in Britain, they have one in France, they have one in Italy, they have one in Denmark. I mean, I don't want to go on and on and on.
Right.
But every other country that's an industrialized country, the G20, right? The ones that are going to be meeting in Pittsburgh next month in September.
I mean, we should be ashamed of ourselves.
Yeah, why? Doesn't it make you feel bad, Tom, that there's people that don't have the... Do you have healthcare?
Yes, I do.
Don't you feel a little badly you could be sitting next to someone who doesn't? Screw on.
Well, here's the thing. What I see is so many people in the jails and in the poverty, not just poverty, that oh, my God, you've lost your job. There are a lot of people that are in that circumstance, but the people that are on welfare, that have been on welfare since their grandmother was on welfare.
You know, Tom, you know, I hate to really be insulting, but there was Lonnie wrote from Tokyo, an American living there, and he said, I can't even bring myself to really say what he said, but he essentially said Americans are uninformed. He said it a little more crudely. I mean,
that was nice, Peter.
The so-called welfare reform bill of, what was it, 1996, that Clinton signed, Republican
Clinton
bill.
Clinton kicked them all off.
Yeah, nobody's
really
been on since their grandmother.
You should be way more mad about the dollars being spent in Afghanistan and Iraq especially.
There's no single men. There's no single unemployed men. The people that are on what you're calling welfare are aged, disabled, and also children and what have you. If you took away children, the disabled, and
the elderly,
you would have maybe, you know, 8% of the total. So you really have to go check all this out a little more, Tom. Thank you. Thank you for calling. I mean, are you really just working off of these things you've heard? I mean, all the information is out there, people. Really, I never graduated college. You know, I've looked
well,
at,
yeah, somehow you know these things.
I've looked at my IQ score. It's kind of average, to tell you the truth. But you know what? You know how come I know things? Is because before I open my big mouth, I check all of this out. I don't just come and say things that are right. So patently untrue. I mean, we can have opinions about something, but facts that are based on absolutely nothing other than something you heard or is, I mean, you... It doesn't
go a little deeper, man.
It doesn't advance the situation in terms of trying to make some real sense of this at all. Here's Brian in Bloomfield Hills. Brian, it's Peter and Jalene on WRIF. Thanks for joining us.
It's about time.
Well,
I've been waiting and listening.
Well, you know what, Brian? You know what? The first inclination I have is when someone says that to me is hang up on them.
But go ahead.
Okay. I am pretty informed, and I'm not college educated. I work on an oil rig. The high school diploma is all I got, but I do have health care.
Good.
I have Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Congratulations. You're very lucky, I think.
Okay. Well, lucky.
Do you have it through your employer?
What?
Does your employer provide the health insurance?
Or do you buy it?
They provided it, thank God.
All right. Yeah.
My whole issue is with all this health care is I do know that 20% or more of Canada's residents come to Michigan.
You say you're informed.
That's not informed.
Give me cite that. Where did you read that or hear it? Where did you read that or see it?
Major surgery.
No.
Where did you find this information?
Where is your information
okay.
from?
And the whole deal with Fox News?
No. Where did you get that statistic, which is patently absurd, has no basis in fact whatsoever, and you can put me in my place by saying, hey, look, Pete, here's where it is, here's where the facts are. This is what I'm saying. We're not arguing about opinion. We're talking about facts. And
you don't allow people to tell you, to talk to you.
Well, go ahead. Tell me.
I don't understand.
Tell me where you heard this information.
I have people that work, family members and friends that work for DMC.
The Detroit Medical Center, yeah.
The Detroit Medical Center.
And they told you a statistic that 20% of Canadians
come to Michigan alone.
To get health care.
Wow.
They're saying that that many people come from Canada.
Whoa, wait a minute. You just went from 20% to many. So you don't have any real figure, do you?
Well, many. I'm saying 20. Regardless.
I'm saying 20%.
But you, you guys are going off saying we need to go to a healthcare plan like Canada or all these other countries.
Or France, the number one healthcare system in the world.
Why, Brian, is the United States healthcare system? I mean, listen, maybe you're right. Maybe there is 20%. I mean, I doubt it. They're all coming to Michigan. But that would kind of overwhelm our system as well. But it's very possible that people with money to be able to do that could conceivably do that.
Pay for it out of pocket.
Here's one of the myths. This is from the Denver Post. From a purely statistical standpoint, there are enough physicians in Canada to meet the health care needs of its people. But most doctors practice in large urban areas, leaving rural areas with bona fide shortages. This situation is no different than being experienced in the United States. Simply training and employing more doctors is not likely to have any significant impact on this specific problem. Whatever issues we're having with an adequate number of doctors in any one geographical area have nothing to do with their single-payer system. Anyway, so...
Correct on the fact that we do need a health care plan for those who do not have health care in the United States, and you are 100% correct, because I do know people that are going through the time. I'm laid off right now.
Wait. So how are you getting health care from your employer?
I'm still laid off, but my health care is still being paid for by the company I work for.
For how long?
Until I go back to work. I'm praying to God it's 6 months.
Well, what if it doesn't happen? You're going to be screwed. You're going to be one of those people that doesn't have health insurance, right?
One of those people. However, I do feel that health care should be something that the American people should be able to choose. I don't feel that they should just be given a health care plan.
Well, what about everybody over 65 that's on Medicare? I mean, that's a socialized medicine.
They can't choose.
Oh, they can choose. Yeah, they can.
A little bit?
Yeah, they can choose a lot. They can go to the doctors they want. I mean, the choice thing isn't there. I don't know what you're working off of, Brian, but you're working off so much misinformation that is hurting my head. So I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you for calling in from Bloomfield Hills. I mean, this
healthcare thing has got so many people and going in so many directions, Peter.
Yeah.
Everyone's confused and all of the lies that are going along with it. And then they're mixing guns with healthcare. It's a mess.
Yeah, and I don't blame people for being suspicious.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, people say the bureaucracy is going to control. Bureaucracies control the healthcare system now. Right now, the federal government, I think, pays more out in insurance premiums than private does. Mostly because of dealing with people 65. And older. Why don't you folks that are opposed to this plan for people from birth to 65 advocate getting rid of it from 65 to the end of life? I mean, it's a bureaucracy, it's socialized medicine, it's all
why is that okay?
Why don't you go tell your grandparents, hey, we're yanking this out from under you. The hell with you.
You can't have your insulin,
right.
Forget it.
Here's James in Detroit. James, thanks for calling 313-298-WRIF. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, man.
Sure.
As much as I'd like to comment on the previous callers, I'm not going to.
Okay.
Hard not to sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah. The whole thing with this comes down to a philosophical question of, do people deserve the right to be treated good?
Well, conservatives don't think so. You have to be in a certain... You have to, it's Calvinism. It's the old-fashioned religion of the first Puritans, Cotton Mather, and the rest of those people that said that you shall know the elect. The elect were the ones that were going to go to heaven by their good works. So,
right. Okay, you are valuable. You're a little less valuable. Oh, you're way down there. You don't deserve anything. Spit on you.
Go ahead, Jim. Sorry.
The unfortunate thing is that, the answer doesn't lie in the left or the right or even in the middle. The answer to the question lies beyond political affiliation. And the problem is that that's what runs our world, is these politics.
Well, and money.
Well,
I mean, that's why these people are such tools. I mean, who wants to continue this private health care system? Well, the big multi-billion-dollar health care facilities, and then they've stirred up enough people to make a lot of noise. So they're kind of cannon fodder for them. And it's like I said, I don't mean to take away some of these serious considerations about what a universal health care system would look like and that people should have concerns about it, and they should be involved in policy making and determining it all. But the level at which we hear these incredible spurious percentages and stories and what have you. There's not a conservative government in any country that has a health care program. I mean, there's a George Bush kind of guy that's the Prime Minister of Canada, Stephen Harper. Everybody, his name was on the lips of every listener, I'm sure. There's a conservative government, there's a conservative party in Britain. There's one in France. In fact, the president, Sarkozy, also known as Sarkozy by Bush, none of them would dare to suggest rolling back the healthcare system. There's not a conservative party in the world that would say we want to dismantle our healthcare, our socialized medicine, and have it be just like the United States. They wouldn't do it on a bet. All right. Thank you, James. I appreciate it. I got to move on. Let me take one more call before we have our top of the hour break. Here's Cody. Cody's in Sterling Heights. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead.
Not this past call, but the one before that. I'm going to have to agree on his statement that I believe that we do have a right to have an opportunity to be able to afford health care or afford whatever it is we please. But that's with everything in the United States. Now, you guys are saying that with these private health insurance companies, I'm assuming you guys don't like them. Am I correct?
Well, they're ripping us off.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost us more and more money. They you know, this is a golden goose for them. They make billions and billions and billions that have nothing to do with health care. It's just their profits. It's their administrative costs. And so we have the most expensive health care system in the world, and it winds up to be considered the 37th best. We're not even in the top 30. And so, yeah, let's get them all honest work.
What about the quality of life? What about the quality of the health insurance? Forget the pay. What about the quality of it?
Well, it depends on where you are in the social pyramid. It doesn't matter if you're in Canada or England or France or Italy or Denmark or Sweden or Norway or Finland or anything like that. You, as a being a citizen of a modern industrialized country, people expect that they're going to have that. Every other country in the world that we consider on a par with ours, an industrialized nation, has a national health care program. Why don't we? Okay, hearing nothing but silence, we shall move on. And we got to, you know, talking about profits. Got to make a few in order to pay Jolene and my salary and everybody else concerned with this operation. We'll be back with the second half of our show right after this. Our numbers are 313-298-WRIF.
313-298-9743.
Right back.